The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I guess, Kerry, week one, we're about to get into it. Sunday afternoon at Nissan Arena. How's the team looking?
Yeah, exciting. We've worked very, very hard over this off-season, pre-season period. We started earlier than other teams to get a bit of work done, and the girls are looking good.
I guess a lot of change, or sort of some change in terms of our team. You're coming up against the Vixens team that's exactly as they was for last year. Like, how much do you think that affects going into the game, the fact that you're trying to get those combinations working and you know that the Vixens are going to be ready?
Yeah, oh, look, Vixens are a massive hurdle for any team in the competition. Their class at that back end of the season last year and the way they fought through to finals is nothing short of impressive. So we know that we've got a really big job to do this weekend against them. I think the good thing about the Vixens, though, from a newer team coming out, is that we do know what to expect. We've seen it before. We know what they're going to do. We know how they're going to play the game. So it's somewhat predictable. However, they do it very well, and shutting it down, as teams have shown, is not that easy to do. So I think for a first round matchup for us, it's actually quite a good one. There were a couple of teams we didn't see in the pre-season, Vixens being one of them, and I'm okay with that. If it had been one of the other teams with a few new faces, that would have been a little bit different.
I guess we've seen a recurring theme I've heard over the girls talking about their pre-season. There's been a lot of pre-season matches. How important was that, though, for you in terms of like getting those combinations, getting the Kiwi girls integrated into what you want to be doing and getting all the on-court stuff cherry right going?
Yeah. Look, we can talk about training and practices and all the things that go into a pre-season, but at the end of the day, they have to be able to play together out on court. So that match play was crucial for us, so we really appreciate the teams that have either come to us or have opened the doors to us so that we can get that match play done. We learn quicker in that environment. So it has been a massive pre-season. This last 3 weeks have been hectic, but we are going to fall into the rhythm of play, review, practice, play, review, practice, which we quite like.
I guess nice to see Emma out there as well. She's got some court time last week down in Adelaide as well, so I'm assuming everything's all good there in terms of her getting back on court.
Yeah, great to have Emma back, and she's had a pretty long road with her ankle injuries, and I think she's done a great job, and it was actually incredible to see her up against a quality side like Adelaide Thunderbirds after having not really played netball for 6 months and had very limited court trainings. She held her own against Georgie Horges, so it was a great test for us. She's looking fantastic. I'm excited for her. I think she's relieved, and the team's just happy to have her back.
And I guess it helps with your options. One of the things we saw Ruby talking about on Tuesday was she's excited about the fact that there's like, it's going to be the whole 10. It's not just the starting seven. You know, everyone's going to have a role to play, especially on Sunday. So like, as a coach, it must be good to know that you've got all your options there.
Yeah, look, people have said to me, oh, you know, what are you going to do? And I think the best place for a coach to be is a coach who has options and has headaches around selection. And I do. I have some very, very strong players through the 10, and every week I'm going to be scratching my head and going, oh, goodness me, who am I going to play out there today? But that's a great place to be.
I guess it gives you a bit of a chance to obviously do a bit of in-game management as well if things need changing up.
Yeah, and look, you know, there's all sorts of things that can impact court time. I think the couch spectators often think that we're taking people off because they're not performing. It's not the only reason players are changed in and out. Players are changed in and out for all sorts of reasons, and people don't know what's going on behind the scenes with particular players. So we have a bench that will work. We have a 10 that will work for us no matter what. So we're really fortunate, and I actually would like to add in we've got 11 because we've got Elsa now as well. And so I'm really confident that those that we have are going to be able to do the job when they need to.
Yeah, I was going to come to Elsa. Obviously, it's I guess it's a nice little boost for the squad as well to sort of have that kind of happy good news going into round one as well. Like, it just gives everyone a little bit of a lift, I guess.
Yeah, look, our training partners are fantastic. They've come into our training space in really good shape. They've need limited management, which sometimes younger players, we have to be very careful with them because they're not quite ready for the load. This year, I have used those training partners over and over and over again. They've come off the back of a couple of years of being in the program, so they're in a really great place physically, and they were all, you know, wanting that 11th spot, and all of them are capable. Elsa just was a little bit ahead of everybody else, and I think she's earned her 11th player spot. It's great that she's a Queensland product, and we're able to show that the pathway does work, but competition for these spots in a contracted group is very tough when it's open to the entire world.
The Kiwi girls, first SSN sort of taste for them coming up as well. Like, I guess they seem to have blended in brilliantly. They seem to have got on well with everyone. Obviously have heaps of experience, so they're not sort of wet behind the ears or anything like that in terms of coming in. But how do you feel like they're going to go in that round one game?
Yeah, look, the atmosphere at Nissan Arena is incredible. So I feel like there is going to be a little bit of, oh wow, is this how SSN games run, from the pre-match entertainment, how we enter the stadium, all those things. All the bells and whistles are there, and it can give you a bit of a pump up in terms of how you're feeling. But they are experienced campaigners. They've been around for a long time. They've played for New Zealand. I think they know how to manage themselves in a competitive and tense environment. So I'm just looking forward to them getting out there and showing their class.
And I guess just finally, last word, Nissan Arena. I mean, another big purple crowd, round one, gates the defending premiers. You probably couldn't ask for a better way to start the season.
Yeah, we can't wait to rip into it. It has come around really quickly from a coaching point of view. We're here already. But March 15th, we had in our calendars, we were locked in for it, and we're ready to go, and we hope our fans are too.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.